And in the Pachitranath Granth of the Dasam Granth, Guru Gobind Singh says, Jithe Shastar Namang, Namaskar Tamang, Jithe Astar Peyang, Namaskar Teyang. I bow my head at the place where there are weapons. I bow my head to the place where there are missiles. Now, when we reflect upon this relationship between Guru Gobind Singh or the martial tradition of Sikhs, it could also be argued that this tradition is in fact an oral tradition that has been passed down generation to generation, and it may exclude the Dasam Granth, and it may exclude the fact that there is any relationship with Dasam Granth. Many people would argue along those lines, and that is a possibility. But there is also a distinct possibility that there is an intrinsic relationship to the Dasam Granth and the themes within Dasam Granth. So at Hazur Sahib, the last resting place of Guru Gobind Singh, we find intricate displays of weapons in front of the holy scriptures of Ad Guru Granth Sahib and Dasam Granth. And here we have a display at Nagina Kar Sahib, and there's deep symbology within the display of shastras. It isn't that somebody's randomly placed these shastras there. And the shastras themselves, this symbology, we find again in the Dasam Granth and in Rehat Mariada literature associated with Guru Gobind Singh, and this is known as a Gul Shastar. So when we move on to the Amrit Sanchar, what people now call the baptism of the double-edged sword, or the mystical knighthood of the double-edged sword, or the initiation of receiving Naam, there are many, many different definitions and interpretations of what actually the Amrit Sanchar means. But here we wish to analyze what is the relationship with Dasam Granth, if any. First of all, we find the symbol of the double-edged sword. There are references in Ad Guru Granth Sahib to the double-edged sword, but they are very graphic within the Dasam Granth itself. We have the idea of changing the name to Singh, to become royalty, to become a lion, a warrior. Again, we find references to this in the Dasam Granth. We have the idea of death and rebirth. We have the idea of entering a mystical knighthood. And in the Khalsa Mema, we have Jagat Jot Japanis Abhasar. Guru Gobind Singh defines what the Khalsa is within the scripture of the Dasam Granth. We have the reading of the five Nitanem Baniya, as described before, three of which are again from the scriptures of Guru Gobind Singh, the Dasam Granth. We have taken initiation from five saint soldiers, the Khalsa. We find references to this in both the Sarbul Granth and Dasam Granth. We have the Ardas of Sri Bhagavati Ji Ki. Again, we find that in Dasam Granth. We have the Panj Kakar, Kara, Kanga, Kachera, Kirpan, Kesh. We find references to those in Dasam Granth and Sarbul Granth. We find references to Kesh in Ad Granth. The Nishan Sahib, Sri Astuj, Sri Askhet, how the Nishan Sahib has in most Gurdwara a weapon embedded on the top of the Nishan. And you find this Mariada again in the Dasam Granth. And then the Nagara, we find references to the Nagara in Chandi Charitar. And the balls of the Nagare have been included in some Baniya, like Khagakhanda Bahandan, Khaldala Khandan. So Maharaj is repeating the praises of Akal Purkh in the Bolle of the Nagara. Then we have the idea of Shastra Vidya and Gatka embedded within the scripture. We have festivities of Hola Mahalla and Gurmata. And we find all of these Mariyade within the pages of Dasam Granth and Sarbul Granth. We have to ask the question at the end, with no disrespect to Ad Sri Guru Granth Sahib, that Has the above list got relevance to Ardh Granth or the Dasam Granth and the scriptures of Guru Gobind Singh? Or could we say that all of the above are a tradition that has been passed down and has no relationship at all to the Dasam or Sarvalok Granth? Here we have a graphic illustration, as they say, a picture speaks a thousand words, of the traditional order of the Buddha Dal at Diwali festivities. And we see the Nishan Sahibs, we see the Singhs dressed in their traditional robes known as Bana, adorned in weapons. We see the various symbolic Jans and other symbols that the Khalsa has known to wear. And we see the Granthis sitting behind the three scriptures, Ardh Guru Granth Sahib, Dasam Granth and Sarvalok Granth. So we have a tradition itself which venerates three scriptures. And again, we have to ask ourselves a question: how has this come about? Is it that this group is a sect, or they do not represent the wider Sikh Panth? Or could we invert that question and say the wider Sikh Panth does not represent this group? So we have to analyze this question historically and in light of the Raitaname and even the Sikh Rait Mariyad. Moving on from there, there has been much conjecture about whether the Akal Takht itself and in the Sikh praxis, the Akal Takht has the highest authority, that whether the Akal Takht Sahib had Dasam Granth Prakash there. And according to tradition and historical accounts, the Dasam Granth was Prakash alongside the Ardh Guru Granth Sahib, with Shastras always also Prakash the Akal Takht, in the same way as Hazur Sahib, Patna Sahib and Keshgarh Sahib, where we can see many of the weapons of the Gurus and Shaheed Singhs. But when we research the history, we find that the Dasam Granth was removed in the 1940s by the Shiromani Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee. And Kan Singh Namba in Mahan Kosh mentions the fact that an original recension of the Dasam Granth was in the Akal Takht. In a research visit to the Punjab and working in the Santokh Singh Library, by Santokh Singh Library at Sri Darbar Sahib, I was very grateful to have been shown this beautiful folio from a Dasam Granth Sarup. And I feel very privileged that Jathadar Joginder Singh Vedanti and the research scholar at the library gave me permission to photograph this particular sarup. And this sarup was removed from Sukhasan at the Akal Takht for the benefit of the scholars who wished to work in Bhai Santokh Singh Library. So this also shows us that the bead was just taken from Prakash into Sukhasan and has always been there since. And this bead again has been referenced by Pyara Singh Padam and again Kan Singh Namba, and Kan Singh Namba wrote in the 1930s. This particular sarup has a date in mid 18th century, and again it has symbolic representations here of the sun and so on, but that subject is greater than what we can talk about in this presentation. So when we move back to Raitaname and what we can define as codes of chivalry, codes of the Khalsa, codes of the warriors, we find that some of the earliest Raitaname, such as the Chopa Singh Raitanama, gives dates of the Baniya that are in Dasam Granth, e.g. Jab Sahib, Teti Suwaye and Akal Ustad. We find references to those Baniya again in the Raitaname by Diya Singh and Prahlada Singh. Again, we find references to Jab Sahib, Akal Ustad in the Prem Samarag Granth, as well as the Bichitra Natak again within the Prem Samarag Granth. And we find